On this week's episode of the Grit and Barrett podcast, the boys travel to North Carolina to try and get some wins down at Mr. Bojangles Coliseum. I recap the trade deadline madness as Mr. Kuznetsov visits Hershey. All that and more on the Grit and Barrett podcast starting right now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Grit and Barrett podcast. It is a Monday, March 11th, Tuesday, March 12th. I don't know. I'm back from vacation. Time is a social construct. And how's everyone doing? Welcome to the Grit and Barrett podcast, the first and only Hershey Bears podcast out there on the Hockey Podcast First, as always, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. So, how is everyone? I am back from vacation. I am back from being down in North Carolina, checking out the boys down there at Mr. Bojangles Coliseum. And it was good to get away from a couple of days. You know, the guys trip. You just load up the car. You know, you throw the bags in. You bring unhealthy amounts of food with you. And away you go. And I love these trips. Every year, I look forward to it. There is a reason why me and the guys, in July, we comb over the Bears' schedule, and we go, that's the game we're going to go to. And this time, it just happened that Charlotte was right there. And of course we're going to take it. We're not going to pass up a chance to go to Mr. Bojangles Coliseum. Now, if you want to hear more about how that road trip went and learn a little bit more about the Charlotte Checkers and Bojangles Coliseum, that's going to have to wait for Tales from the Road, which of course will come during road trip season, which is the summertime. But we will deal with that when we get there. So, all right, it's been a heck of a week, hasn't it, Bears fans? Because the last time we went off, you know, Evgeny Kuznetsov was put on waivers. We didn't know what was going to happen. And we found out he was put on waivers. Nobody took him. And he went and he was loaned to Hershey. Okay. He won't report. Kuznetsov won't report. I mean, he's a guy who makes $8 million a year. He's not going to report to the Bears. He reported. Okay. He reported, but he's not going to physically show up. He's just going to do what Ilya Samsonov did with the Toronto Maple Leafs. They'll say he got loaned to the Marlies, but he'll just stay with the Capitals and work on his skills till somebody takes him. Now look, there he is at Bears practice. He's there on social media and everything. Oh boy. Okay. We're actually going to do this. He's at Bears practice. Okay. He's skating. And he's smiling. And he had a provolone and roast beef sandwich for lunch because we have to report everything that Evgeny Kuznetsov does. And oh my gosh. The Bears faithful made sure they got the Giants center because, oh my God, Evgeny Kuznetsov is there. The Birdman is there. Isn't that so great? He's in Hershey and he's there. He's smiling, shaking hands, kiss baby, shaking hands, kiss baby, kiss hand, shake baby. He's doing everything. Okay, this isn't going to last. This isn't gonna last. He's surely gonna, he'll get traded. He'll get traded. I mean, this won't last. But he gets on the bus. He's gonna travel to Charlotte. Okay. He's practicing in Charlotte. It's Thursday. Social media won't shut up about it. And oh my God, every Capitals blogger is like, isn't this so great? Look at what Kuznetsov's doing. He's putting his ego aside and going to the minors. We'll see about that. For those of you who have listened to this show, know that I am a cynical bastard. I am. And this just seems a little too good to be true. We're really going to get a full-blown NHL-ready center with elite passing ability and a scoring touch on a power play. We're really going to get that. We haven't seen that since the days of Scott Gomez in 14-15. Yes, that Scott Gomez played for the Bears for 2 months. I'm sorry. I had a tough time believing that it was actually going to happen and actually going to come home. But while I'm down there, it's Friday. It's game day. Is Kuznetsov actually going to play for the Bears? Are we actually going to see a Hershey Bears 92 jersey? All we got to do is get to 3 o'clock. That's all we got to do. Let's get to 3. And he got traded to the Carolina Hurricanes. Yeah. Friday morning, he gone. Notified of practice. Got on a bus. And he was leaving on a jet plane. Off he goes to Raleigh so he can be in the game. And thus endeth Evgeny Kuznetsov adventures in Hershey. Credit to Hershey Bears social media who put up, "Thank you, Kuznetsov. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened." Oh, God. I could appreciate having some fun with this, but sometimes things are just too good to be true. It just happens. So, Kuznetsov, so long, and thanks for all the fish. On to Friday night we go down there at Mr. Bojangles Coliseum as your Hershey Bears took on the Charlotte Checkers. And in a building I have not done good at. I'm 0-4 in Charlotte. What's your goal differential? Let's not talk about that. But I'm going to be ready for this. I mean, this Bears unit is good. They're pretty darn good. It's a Friday night in Charlotte. I'm there wearing my Francois Bouchard white Bears jersey, the same one I wore when the Bears won the Calder Cup. It's going to happen tonight. We talk with Zach, who's up there, not exactly in the scaffolding. There's a nice little platform that's built up there now, so it's a little bit better for the announced team who's just not shoved up into scaffolding of the Bojangles Coliseum. And let me tell you there, boys and girls, it's an old building. Mm-hmm. It's one that's been around since the 1950s. Mm-hmm. So you can tell it's missing a few things that more modern buildings have. But some will just call that southern charm and comfort. And me and the boys get there. It's decent weather. It's not perfect weather. It's like 60 and overcast with a little bit of rain with hit or miss showers. Not the Charlotte type of weather you want. But beggars can't be choosers in life. And Charlotte goes out there for warm-ups, and oh boy, they let you know. Because you have the red lights going off. The red lights are going off, and welcome to the ice, your Charlotte Checkers! And they skate out in their black jerseys. Black Queen City jerseys. Black body, red chest stripe that actually goes the whole way around. And white numbering and white lettering. Mm-hmm. Those are some sweet-looking sweaters. Mm-hmm. You bet your sweet bippy they are. Mm-hmm. Would I spend money on them? On one of them? Perhaps. But as usual, the boys are wearing their white. It's a rowdy crowd there in Charlotte. $7,000. And they're about ready to get underway. And they have a cowbell that they ring before the game. Cowbells are now a thing down in Charlotte. Okay, and it's time to ring the largest cowbell in North Carolina. So, blah, 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 ring the bell. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a really loud cowbell because this is a thing in Charlotte now. And all you hear is ding, 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 ding. And I'm looking at this. We all just look at each other like, what the fuck? What the hell was that? I mean, at least in Vegas, you know, when you have or in Raleigh, when you have a siren go off, you hear it. If you're going to have a big cowbell, I better hear the thing. Do better, Charlotte. but we're underway. And Ethan Frank's back in the lineup for the Bears. Pierre Dubé is back. Matthew Phillips, tomorrow night, he'll be in the lineup. But you know what? No more Tyson Empney. No more Kevin O'Neill. No more South Carolina, guys. All right? We've had a bad couple of weeks. Now it's time to be done fucking around. All right? We've had a bad couple of games. So let's get this right. Charlotte presses hard there in the first. And Charlotte really has the speed on the Bears. Why? Both teams are fresh. We're faster than them. We know this. Charlotte's aggression really getting there. And back out to the point from Max Starcade. Winds, fires, hits a body, dies in front. And who's that? Zach Delpy? Who's got him? And he slaps it into the net. Zach Delpy scores 3 minutes in off of a puck that just hits a body and dies. Zach Delpy gets his 14th. Matt Kirsten gets his 8th. Patrick Giles gets his 9th. And I hear it. He shoots! Oh, scores! Checkers goal! This is what I get for going on the road. But this is what Charlotte does. This is what Charlotte does. But then the row's over for me. Stevenson, it's all your fault. Pull the goalie. What goalie? Ah! Oh, my God. Hey, Charlotte, Nashville called. They want their chance back. It was fun 5 years ago. Now you're just being assholes. But you know what? I just said that to get that out of my system. I mean, they're the 108ers. They got jerseys representing that. They have their own section. You know, it must be nice when a building allows you to do something like that. As much as I complain about it, must be nice. But the Bears. I don't know what's going on with this team. But Charlotte has a step on them. A leg up on them. They do like to play aggressive, but they're just really getting after them. Skating around, skating circles around them. We're barely getting anything on them. Back out to the point. Big Daddy Mikkelrath winds, fires, deflected, and in they score! The curse is broken! Mike Vecchione with the tip or deflection or something, and it goes in, and the game is tied. And Mike Vecchione gets his... Wait a minute. They're saying Dylan Mikkelrath has the goal? No. That hit Vecchione's stick and went in. Why are you not changing this? Why are you not changing this? Why are you not changing this? Side note, they eventually did. It's Vecchione's goal. His 15th. Dylan Mikkelrath has 6 assists. Aaron Ness is 16th. We're tied at 1. Cool. All right. We're back in this. We've scored a goal. We're going to find our offense. Time winding down the period. Less than a minute to go. Long shot by Checker and bounces off the glass. There's 4 guys there and 2 Bears defensemen, 2 forwards, and the puck bounces, hits the ice, goes past everyone to a Checker in front. Who's got him? And he scores. Will Lockwood with the luckiest of bounces right to him. And why are we having 2 defenders below the goal line? He asks. Will Lockhart gets his 4th. Gary Mayhew, of course, gets his 15th. Alexander True gets his 12th. Of course, it's 2-1 Charlotte after 1. Okay. All right. First period, the shots are equal, but Charlotte was clearly better. Okay. All right. We'll be fine. I'm sure coach is going to go in there and get those boys going. He'll give them a message and they'll respond. That's what happens. We go back out there in the second. The boys are playing a little bit better. Get their game going. Alex Lemos takes a puck off the board. Skates in front. Tucks it in. They score! Alex Lemos and his beautiful hair has tied the game. Message received. Alex Lemos is 16th. Bogdan Treniev is 6th. Henrik Rybinski is 7th. And we're tied at 2. Awesome. This is what I want. Coach probably called him out. We responded. We're going to get back into this game. And the Bears are trying to match Charlotte's aggressiveness. Charlotte still has the speed going. And we'll be fine. And Ness tries to play a puck. Dumps it in. Charlotte gets it. Throw it right back out. Up to Zardev. Who's got him? He's in on a breakaway. Zardev in. Shoots and scores. Charlotte retakes the lead. 3-2. Justin Zardev, his 12th. Brandon Perlini, his 10th. Matt Kerstad, his 9th. It's freaking Springfield all over again. We work hard to get the tying goal. And one breakaway. One chance. Charlotte gets. They bury it. One shot. And I just looked at this and went, what's happening? And then it started to unravel. Charlotte's speed and aggressiveness starts to pay off. They're skating circles around the Bears. Skaters are giving time and space. Charlotte can walk right into the middle of the ice and pick their shots almost. Sure, the Bears are only down 3-2. It should be 6-2. This should be a laugher. Clay's made some good saves, but the team's not doing anything in front of them. Excuse me. This is just crap what I'm seeing. And there's even one that drove my buddy crazy. Charlotte comes in 2-on-2. I don't know who's leading it. It doesn't matter. The defensemen play out to the dots where they're supposed to try and defend the net. But the forward just skates up to the top of the circle, winds and fires and gets a shot in on net. Nobody challenges him. Where's the sticks and lanes? The defenseman didn't even move. Zach Dopey skates around the zone, does a freaking lap. Well, the checkers just swap out defensemen. And I'm like, is this what we've done to everyone the past 40 games? It really sucks. And again, it's only 3-2 at the end of 2. But it shouldn't be. It should be 5-2. We're getting outworked. Into the third we go. Charlotte again pressing and pressing. Just into the zone. Defenseman. Fire one down low. Will Lockwood shoots and he scores. 4-2. 5 minutes in to the third. Will Lockwood gets his 5th. Santtu Kukkonen gets his 13th. Alexander True gets his 13th. 4-2. We're done. We're done here. We're done. Go home. Turn out the lights. We're done here. Done here. And the Bears are working up. They're getting a charge going. Ethan Frank takes a hit and falls into the boards. And he's doubled over in pain. No, no, no. We just got him back. My buddy Joe beside me. Frank injured his legs again. Ah! Okay, he's going over to the bench. He's sitting down. He's doubled. He's hurting. Get up, Frankie. Please, get up. This game sucks. Couple shifts later, he's back out on the ice. Okay, it's a stinger. Fine. Bears trying to get some more shots in on goal. Less than 4 minutes to go. Pietrek Dubé finds Joe Snively in the shot. Winds, fires, scramble in front. The Bears score! Chase Preske makes it 4-3 with 4.5 minutes to go. Crud. Now I have to get invested. Now I have to care. Shit. Bears pull Clay Stevenson with 2.5 minutes to go. And perhaps the worst 6-on-5 attempt I've ever seen. Bears can't get anything in. No dump-ins are caught and thrown back out. Neutral zone plays are broken up. Point passes along the border are intercepted or broken up. This is pathetic. Skate out through the neutral zone. Gary Mayhew steals it. Deeks around a defenseman and puts it in. Gary Mayhew gets his 14th. Will Lockwood his 5th. Matt Kerstedt his 10th. And that does it. Charlotte wins it. 5-3 the final. The positive Bears fan can look at this and say, oh, well, the game was close. Not our night. We'll see you next time. But you know what? This was terrible. This was outworked, outclassed, and outgunned. And it was bad. It was absolutely bad. And you know what? I called out the Bears on it on Facebook. I don't care. I did. It didn't matter if Evgeny Kuznetsov was going to play or not. He would have gotten embarrassed, along with the entire team. No fire, no pushback, no nothing. Well, they scored and answered. Charlotte had an answer right back. They skated circles around you. I mean, at least last game in Lehigh, I could be like, well, we're down our key players. So is Lehigh. It's not a fun watch. I could get that. Now you have bodies. This wasn't chemistry. Oh, well, you have new guys back. Lines need to time to hum together. No, this was you got outworked. Plain and simple. And we as Bears fans will call out the good along with the bad. And sure, I made a negative post about them. I took it down because I was tired of fans calling me out on it. Why? Because I don't put bear emojis as comments. I don't put up my avatar as comments. That avatar is not really you. Knock it off. And what? I'm not allowed to call fans out? For all of you who listen to the podcast, I call out the good along with the bad. I put a voice to what I say. And while fans may have thanked me for taking down the post, once again, I regret nothing. I regret nothing. All of you know how I feel. And just before we take a break on this, I just have one small question for a few in charge at the Hershey Bears. Who do I send my invoice to for my Friday night back? Just asking for a friend. Who do I send the invoice to for my Friday night back? Anyway, end of rant. The boys will be back at it for a rematch there on Saturday, and we'll get to that right after this. All right, Bears fans, we know hockey games travel fast, but DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the National Hockey League, you can score even faster than anything that's happening out there on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Folks, we're in the doldrums of the hockey season, and there's plenty of action for you to bet on, whether your team's making a playoff push or they're tanking for better prospects or trying to trade to get a better spot in. You can get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN and new customers can bet $5 on the NHL to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only in DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after insurance. See dkng.com/eligibility for deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL. All rights reserved. And now on with the show. And we're back here on the Grit and Barrett podcast. Thank you so much to DraftKings Sportsbook, the sponsor of this fine podcast. All right. Okay. So me and the guys went out for some comfort food there on a Friday night because that's what you do in North Carolina after a loss. And we're back at it there on a Saturday. All the trade deadline stuff is gone. I watched my Penguins get absolutely murdered, Big City Green style, by the Boston Bruins. And you know what? I just want to get a win in this damn building. The goal differential is 26-11. I'm a negative 15 in Charlotte. I just want one. The boys are back at it. They're on a Saturday. Still a good lively crowd there at Mr. Bojangles Coliseum. Still a lively crowd. 6 o'clock start. And, all right, let's see how this goes. Will the effort be there this time? Will it be there this time? How will it go? And I'll give the boys credit. They came out this time. They were determined not to let the same thing happen again. Getting shots in on Spencer Knight. Going after the goaltender. Getting pucks in deep. Winning puck battles. Getting shots in front. And Pietrick Dubé down low. Throws it to Jimmy Huntington. Shot. Scramble in front. Rebound. And Matthew Phillips scores! Matthew Phillips in the lineup. Phillips 66-11 gets it. Matthew Phillips. First shot, first shift, first goal. His first. Huntington is 14th. Dubé is 12th. And it's 1-0 Hershey. 4.5 minutes in. That's how you do it, lads. That's how you do it. I am not going to deal with the large cowbell again. I am not going to. There is not going to be any mistakes. I'm not going to get to the round on this. 4-on-4 for each team. We're going to handle this. Aaron Ness comes up, tries to make a hit, completely misses his guy. It's a 2-on-1 the other way. 2-on-1 Charlotte. Aslan in, crossing feet, shoots, and he scores. Mackie Schmetzikov. Not Schmetzikov, but he's up in Carolina. Samuel Schmedzvich. Zach can pronounce it much better than I can. His 16th. Rasmus Asland, his 25th. 1-1. Here we go again. All right. Let this be a note to you, children. Don't have hope. All right. I suppose I should get self the inevitable, but Bears, they're doing this again. They're pushing. They're getting their pace going. Anytime Charlotte tries to get some offense, they're pushed out to the boards. And to the point, they probably miss Lucas Carlson a little bit. But Bears get the puck in down low. Matthew Phillips throws it on front. Jimmy Huntington all alone, and he scores! Jimmy Huntington on the power play. Assisted by Vecchione. No, my bad. Jimmy Huntington. Assisted by Matthew Phelps and Pietrick Dubé. And it's 2-1 Hershey. 2-1 after one. Much better. Much better effort. Not the fact that we're leading, but we're winning puck battles. We're getting in there. We're going to get these guys. And if we get a win tonight and Springfield loses, we're in. We're in the playoffs. Imagine that. We go into the second early power play for the Bears. For the Bears, and back out to the point to Chase Preske. Preske looking over to Vecchione. Winds, fires up the helmet of Preske. Drops down and slapped in. Huntington again. Jimmy gets it for a second. 3-1 Hershey. Jimmy is 13th. Mike is 14th. Chase is 24th. 3-1 Hershey. And we're playing our game. We're taking it to Charlotte. Now we're skating around them. Now they're not getting in any prime shooting circles. You want to get to the middle? Nice dream. Point shots, a little bit of scrambling, but you know what? We're going to be fine. Late power play for the Bears there. They're in the second. We're going to be fine. We get the puck up to the blue line. Nice little drop pass. Can't get to it. Patrick Giles steals it. He's in on it. Short-handed. Deeks back in, stopped by Unclay, but it trickles in. Patrick Giles, his 10th, shorthanded. And it was during the last 5 minutes of the second. So everybody gets a Bojangles Bo Biscuit or whatever it's called. And I get these chants. We got biscuits. We got biscuits. That's why you're fat. 3-2. heading into the third. I just want to win in this building. What do I have to do, hockey gods? And Charlotte. Oh, they're ready. They're an aggressive team before. More than willing to get their defensemen activated. That's why Lucas Carlson is their leading goal scorer, leading point getter. So usually they'll put four defensemen up. Now it's all five guys get in on plays. All red into the zone. And they just tell Hershey, we're coming. The storm is here. And they just go after the Bears. And the Bears just play to survive. Some will argue they sat on this lead. No, Charlotte's pressing. The red wave's here. It's coming. Thrashing waves upon Clay, but he's holding steady to the first media timeout. That's 6 minutes gone. Okay, I could get a win in this building. Halfway through, second media timeout. Timeout. Okay, Bogdan Treniev goes off for tripping with 9 minutes to go. This is Wilkes-Barre. This is like my first couple visits up to Wilkes-Barre. I know this movie. I know what's going to happen. A phantom holding call, a minor trip, a small hook, and a power play that's going to tie the game. I've been to enough Wilkes-Barre to see how this goes. And they win the faceoff. Back out to the point. There's Samu Kukkonen at the point, loading the guns. And I hear from my buddy Jesse. Here it comes. Wines fires over the net. And they kill off the penalty. They actually kill it off. Third media timeout. 5:32 to go. All right. Clock keeps ticking. Clock keeps ticking down. Tick, 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 tick. They get their first shot on goal with 4.5 minutes to go. But it's still 3-2. We're getting down to it. 2 minutes to go. I'm like a contestant in the winner's circle in the $25,000 pyramid. That clock going. Click, click, click. And I'm just watching. Off comes Spencer Knight. 6-on-5. The Bears are doing good, not letting them get a lot of opportunities. Puck goes in, chips back out. Broken up in corner battles. Puck gets back out of the zone. Less than a minute to go. 40 seconds to go. Go. Checkers rush in. Riley steps up, takes a guy down, and they're going to get him for tripping. No. Oh, dear God, no. 6-on-4 for Charlotte. 39 seconds left. Timeout, Charlotte. This is what happens, isn't it? This is how it's going to happen. I'd be fine with the point. But Bears win the faceoff, rim it around the boards, and it gets out of the zone, but just barely. 20 seconds left. Chipped right back in. Bears get into a corner battle. Back out to the circle. Shot blocked. Slapped out of the zone with 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. Back in. Collected by the Bears, and it's over. Bears win. I finally get my win at Bojangles Coliseum. Finally. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Checkers. Bears win it 3-2 the final. 3-game losing streak is over. Bears get a win. A little bit of that offensive mojo returned it. I get a win at Bojangles. Finally. Patrick Giles gets his third star for Charlotte. Second star goes to Matthew Phillips with a goal and an assist. Jimmy Huntington, first star with 2 goals and an assist. And the Bears split the weekend. That's fine. That's fine. And the Bears came out pissed off. They were not going to let Charlotte beat them again with that type of effort. And you know what? If the roles were reversed, I probably could have been... You know, I wouldn't have been as upset because we come in, we play our game, we get a win, and Charlotte plays pissed off on Saturday. Fair. That's a 1-1. You get one, we get one. Perfectly balanced as all things should be, and out the door we go. I just wanted an effort and a win. That's all I wanted. That's all we want. And the Bears' magic number is down to 2. Unfortunately, Bridgeport couldn't help us out. Springfield gets a win on their Hockey Fights Cancer Night, or Breast Cancer Awareness Night. So, we get the win. We travel back Sunday. It is a major windstorm is up and down the East Coast. Are there snow squalls back home? Yes, there is, Little Piglet. Thanks for asking. But Springfield is playing Providence. Springfield loses in regulation. We get in. We clinch. And as we're traveling up, 77-81, Providence starts. 1-0 Providence. 2-0 Providence. 3-0 Providence. 4-0 Providence. 4-0 final Providence. And thanks to an assist by the Providence Bruins, your Hershey Bears are the first team to clinch a spot in the 2023 Calder Cup playoffs. 2024 Calder Cup playoffs. And oh, they had that graphic ready to go. Big Daddy Dylan Mickelrath staring down the barrel saying, "We're in." But as I said on social media, defend the cup? No. We're bringing it back home. Again. So we're in, boys and girls. We're in. And from what we heard on the broadcast, Zach said a lot about the magic number. Love you, Zach. Mean it. And cool, we got the magic number. So he's not going to talk about playoff positioning. Well, our magic number to clinch the division is... I kid. But yep, Bears fans, we're in. We're absolutely in. And now, well, we got to get the division and try to get home ice overall. And we'll go from there. The standings, as of right now, the Bears stay at first at 88 points. Could we actually hit 100? Let's see here. 15 games left, and we need to win 6. Interesting. Are in first place with 88 points. Providence in second with 75. Wilkes-Barre in third with 66. Hartford in fourth with 66. Charlotte in fifth with 62. Springfield in 6th with 57, Lehigh in 7th with 57, and Islanders in dead last at 47. So, yeah, I keep saying it again and again, but we're in. We're absolutely in. And we got a 3-3 up ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we do. Because we are going to go back to, I believe, Utica on Friday. On Friday, the boys go back to the ABC in Upstate New York to take on the Utica Comets at the ABC, the Adirondack Bank Center there on Saturday at 7 o'clock. On Friday, excuse me, at 7 o'clock. The boys come back home to take on the Syracuse Crunch. 7 o'clock start there at Giant Center. And then on Sunday, Hartford returns to take on Hershey. 5 o'clock start. It's Hershey Park past night. Of course it is. But anyway. So that'll do it for the Grit and Barrett podcast this week, everyone. Thank you so much for your times, listens, and downloads, everyone. Thank you for dealing with me, as this is going to get out a little late, but that's when you do what happens when you go on road trips. We'll keep you covered. And with this clinching, we're going to keep you covered all throughout the playoffs again. I'll have to do some weird scheduling, but keep you covered as we head into the postseason. So, Bears fans, we're on the chase for the chalice yet again, and we're going to bring her back home. But for everyone, my name's Richard Blosser. Get out there and enjoy the time, the Bears games that are left, because it'll be gone before you know it. But above all else, go Bears! I'll catch you next time. Thank you for downloading this episode of the Grit and Barrett podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to. If you are listening on Apple or Google, please leave us a 5-star review, as it appeases our algorithm overlords. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out the Hockey Podcast Network,
where there is a podcast for each and every NHL team. We also cover the American Hockey League. They have a podcast about college hockey and all the ins and outs of the hockey world. If you wish to know more about our parent club, please check out the official Caps Chirps podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network, as they cover all things Washington Capitals. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. That's at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Patricia Blosser, who passed away on December 5th, 2020, to dementia and COVID. The show is also dedicated to all of the Hershey Bears friends, fans, and family who lost their lives to cancer. Cancer sucks. Thank you once again for listening to the Grit and Barrett podcast, and go Bears!